So far, Collegiate's class of 2024 has had a unique high school experience. During our freshman year, there was COVID and virtual school, and only a small portion of the students chose to return in person the second semester. During sophomore year, we moved buildings, we were still using hybrid learning, and everyone was required to wear masks for the majority of the year. Finally, the school shooting on October 24, 2022, disrupted our junior year. However, to see the true impact of these experiences, you have to look past the obvious events. The topic I want to explore is how the class of 2024's shared experiences and our response to them have shaped our class and built our sense of community. The first person I interviewed was Kit Rush, a fellow junior here at Collegiate, who was one of the students who chose to remain virtual the second semester of freshman year. I wanted to see how she thought that experience impacted her sense of community with the rest of her classmates. All right, Kit, so my first question is, what has been your most formational experience at Collegiate so far?
Well, there's a few big experiences that have really shaped our class and our relationships with each other. Obviously, the school shooting we went through on October 24th is a big one. But for me, like, probably the biggest moment isn't really a moment. It's like all of the little moments that we've had together and all of the times that we've just come together and enjoyed ourselves. So for me, when we get to go outside sometimes, and we would put each other in a giant tire and roll them down a hill because, you know, you get to do fun things like that. And then one of our teachers, Mr. Becerra, came over and we were like, oh my gosh, insurance reasons, he's gonna hate us. He's gonna tell us to quit rolling people down the hill in a tire. But no, he says, oh my gosh, it's been ages since I've done that. I haven't done that since I was a small child. And he asks to get in the tire. And so he does. And we roll him down the hill. And that right there was a defining moment in my high school career, solely because it really brought together the group of people who were doing the tire rolling, as well as our relationship with our teacher. And I think that just those little moments, well, that's like kind of a ridiculous one, all of those things added together builds the sense of community and the sense of friendship that we all have. And I wasn't doing that with my best friends. I was doing that with my classmates, who I consider to be friends. And that's a lovely experience.
All right, so you kind of answered my second question of how do you feel like all those little moments impacted your connections with your classmates? How do you feel that you grew closer together in those moments?
I think that just the sense of like being in all of it together is good. And I think that one of the things that our class has that not a lot of the groups that I've been in have is the sense that we're all relatively open-minded and we all want other people to be successful. We want to see them succeed. We want to see them be happy. And we work hard to make an environment where everyone can feel like themselves in a safe way. And like, as cheesy as that sounds, that's obviously every administrator's goal ever, is to make us all like each other. And I think both the selection of people in this class is just enjoyable to begin with, but also the mindset that we have of working to include everybody, of taking care of each other, is really shown. For example, in our Discord, people regularly check in. On hard days, they regularly post questions like asking if everyone's okay or saying, hey, I'm here if you need me, on those hard days, and just kind of working to create a place where everyone feels accepted and cared for, and, you know, just a sense of community and a place of being.
All right, so my last question is, how do you feel that a virtual freshman year affected your sense of community with the rest of our class, since we couldn't have all those little moments that you described?
So for me, sometimes those little moments did exist in my virtual classes, definitely not to the same extent. But for example, in my freshman year coding class, I am obsessed with lettuce, and that's all I talked about in freshman year coding was my love for lettuce, and I managed to work that into a lot of my projects. And then when I came to school sophomore year, everyone knew me as that one girl who loves lettuce, and that was a definition I was okay with having. Also, I think that being online helped me grow closer with my former classmates, because they were people who I knew from my middle school, and there were two of them who I became really close with during that time, because we texted each other about assignments and about just life in general and how we were adjusting and what we thought, and that allowed me to come back and have a stronger relationship with them when I came back in person. And yeah, that was, yeah.
So you were one of the people who did not come back in person at all freshman year.
Yes.
But you don't feel like that harmed your sense of connection with some classmates?
There are definitely some times when it's like, oh, that's something that I missed. Or, oh, yeah, I don't have those memories of everybody sitting outside and eating lunch. But I don't really feel that that's in a major way impacted my connections. I think that's just limited the time that I've gotten to enjoy and spend with the people I like.
All right, well, thank you so much, Kit. The next person I interviewed was a good friend of mine freshman year. Her family moved the summer after freshman year, but I wanted to bring in her unique perspective on October 24th. Even though she hasn't gone to Collegiate for the last 2 years, the sense of community that we built our freshman year still has an impact today, as can be seen through her experience. What was your most formational experience at Collegiate?
Moment of my semester in my response, I definitely would. I was at Collegiate during a really strange time. COVID was just then becoming slightly less of a crippling phenomenon, and we were given the choice to come back for in-person school, and with masks, we could make friends beyond the screen. There wasn't an overwhelming amount of people who chose to come in person. We all kind of formed one big friendship. And everyone I interacted with was kind, and it felt like no matter how nerdy or unusual you were, it was embraced rather than deprecated. I can just think of so many instances that changed who I am as a person, whether that be like laughing during physics class, or having the upperclassmen talk to me, or sitting in circles at lunch, or even track practice, and it really made me appreciate that community.
Wow, thank you. So my second question is, how did that experience impact your connections with your classmates?
I was really able to connect with everyone on a very personal level. Most of them was nerdy and ready to welcome you as a friend there, no matter who you are. And I've carried that skill through my whole life since then.
That's amazing. And do you feel like the bonds you formed freshman year through that experience are still strong today?
Fallen out of touch with a few people, but there are a surprising amount of people who I've managed to still talk and feel close to a ton of my friends from Collegiate there. And I know if I like my friends from Collegiate, we would just fall right back into place, like no time has passed.
I would like you to know that you still come up in our conversations regularly. Everybody misses you still. All right, and finally, how did that impact your experience with October 24th?
Yeah, when I found out what happened October 24th and the devastation I felt, I remember like sitting in class and worrying about all the people. And I had always heard about events like this, but the idea of one happening so closely tied to me hurt and scared me a lot. And it made it all that was just on the news and more like something that happened in real life. And it was just really scary.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Yeah, of course.
Finally, I interviewed one of the junior class's mentor teachers to get his opinion on how the class of 2024's sense of community compares to other classes. Okay, so the first question I have is, how does Collegiate's class of 2024 compare to other classes when it comes to our sense of community?
At least from my personal experience, I feel like over the years they've developed as a class, because from going online to being cohesive with each other, trying to get to know each other, like for example out in the halls, I see the kids interact with each other, mainly the juniors. I don't really see the other classes interact with each other, talking to each other about their classes and getting to know each other, especially with Wyman, Camp Wyman. So I really saw them work together as a whole, as a team. And I feel like they or seem in general to like each other for the most part.
Right. Thank you. Overall, throughout each of the class of 2024's monumental experiences, our ability to come together and support one another through them strengthened our relationships, shaped our class, and built our sense of community. In the end, it's the little moments that resulted from the challenges that truly shaped us.